A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But God, with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we have a great topic to discuss. Sean, Karen, you ever thought about when it's the right time to ask your boss for a raise?
Never. No, I'm kidding. But you know, I don't have a traditional job. I'm a comedian. So the asking for a raise part's a little tricky. It's really like, it's not a raise. It's asking for what you're worth in the first place. That's maybe similar, but different.
How to ask your boss for a raise, man. Come on. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets that feeling of they think they're worth more, but they don't know how to approach it. They don't know how to ask for that money. Well, this is the money show. We're going to tell you how to do it. We're going to break it down because you need a raise.
You don't walk into your boss's office singing like Sean. That's tip number one.
Yeah, and you can't scream raise at people. They don't like that. You have to go about it the right way, the calm way. We're going to help you out.
Well, I like to say, though, come on, you guys, like, all jokes aside, today's market is the best time in a very long time to ask for a raise.
Why
is
that, Sean?
Because in today's market, a lot of companies want to give their employees a raise in fear of losing them in this competitive market. COVID has made there a real labor shortage. So this is the time where the demand is high for goods and service and the supply of labor is low. So the money's out there.
Well, statistics say companies are putting aside a minimum of 4% of their profits to cover wage increases. So I think, you know, Sean, you may be on to something.
Yep. And that's the inside scoop that companies didn't tell you, but Two Black Guys Good Credit told you. And as we know from the recent supply crunch shortages, trademark, companies are trying to retain their current staff and they're trying really hard to fill open positions. I have seen so many YouTube ads that Amazon paid for about how they're, you know, all their new stuff that they're, you know, raises and this and that for their employees. Everybody's scared of not having enough labor and nobody actually does have enough good labor.
Exactly. And then they're also scared of that big I word. It's not igloo. Inflation. Yeah. Companies are prepared to pay more to retain and acquire employees because everybody's in fear of this inflation that's happening.
All right. So we're talking about how to ask your boss for a raise. And like we've established, there's been a minimum of 4% of profits that companies have put aside to cover these wage increases. So some of that money can come to you if your game is tight. If you're in a field with labor shortages, you are in an amazing position to ask for a raise.
Yeah, Matt. I mean, I'm 100% agreeing with you. In today's economy, there are so many fields out there where there are labor shortages, where there, you know, construction is one of them. Real estate is another one of them, where there's so much demand and they don't have enough people to fill the demand. And that gives you puts you in a strong position to ask for more money or to ask for the money that you think you deserve, because they're in desperate need to fulfill to grow the business, but they don't have enough people power to do so. Yeah. So I've never seen it in my years where it's been like this. It's been, the market has been such in favor of the employee versus the employer.
You know, it's funny. I'm sorry, Karen.
Quick point, please.
Over the past year, I've been in a new position and I've been looking to hire people for really well-paying jobs. And I've been getting people who are like turning away jobs that in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, somebody would have offered me some of these, like they're just turning their nose up at like, no, like I'm just shocked at how many people are willing and able to just walk away from really decent salaries.
It's employees market.
It's employees market.
Well, employees have had to be more self-sufficient over the last couple of years. And I think that we've discovered that we can be and that we are capable of holding out for, you know, I think people discovered somewhere along the line that it's not a favor to be employed. You know, it's just as hard for someone, you know, companies need good labor. And I think it's really actually hard to find good people. They need you possibly more than you need them. There's a lot of companies out there hiring, but there's only so many qualified workers. So I think that that idea, you know, over these last couple of years that, you know, we're being done this big favor by being employed, I think that that's kind of going away. And, you know, at the same time, asking for money is hard, and money is an emotional, close to your, you know, your ego and your heart issue, and it can be difficult to approach. So if you do find it difficult, you're definitely not alone. And we have, that leads us right into our next point.
Yeah, well, I want to play a little game, Karen. I think we should, you know, to get everybody comfortable and get rid of those nervousness, like you said, that, but let's just do a little do's and don'ts, make it simple for people.
Before we get them comfortable, though, should we take a quick commercial break? I think let's do that, folks. So everyone, get comfortable. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break, pay a few bills, and we'll be right back giving you the info on how to ask your boss for a raise. So stay tuned for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. And today it's the show for the folks who want to ask their boss for a raise. That's what we're talking about. So, Sean, we were all about to get into the do's and don'ts. Why don't you take us there?
Yeah, I figured we'd play a game, make it fun, get people comfortable with it, and it's a good way to make notes. We're going to just go give you the do's and don'ts of how to ask your boss for a raise. And I'll start off with a don't. You know, I'll be Debbie Downer. Don't assume your boss will recognize how hard you've worked and how much you've given to the company, and they're just going to one day walk into your lonely cubicle and say, Joe, I see you, bro. I see you. That $10 an hour we're giving you, we're bringing it to $20 an hour, Joe, because I see you. I see you. That's not realistic. So don't sit there and assume and get angry at your boss because he hasn't come to your cubicle yet and offer you that big raise that you think you deserve. That's my first don't.
Well, to that don't, to that point, there was a years ago, I heard Ted Turner, the owner of CNN and Turner Networks. He was doing an interview and they asked him kind of what was the secret to his success or like a mantra of his. And his like mantra was early to bed, early to rise, work hard and advertise. But basically it was the and advertise part that stuck out to me. It's like you got to let people know what you're doing. So right. Don't assume your boss knows that you've been hitting your numbers or you've been adding all this extra value. He or she may be dealing with other stuff and not totally laser focused on all the added value if you are providing this value. But you got to let it be known. You know, if you're going to come asking for a raise, make sure people are aware that you've been adding this value.
Right. And also don't assume that just because you're tenured or you're a senior employee that management will automatically give you a raise. Although I have seen it done. I have seen seniority just be given open preference and, you know, there being like a sliding scale or whatever based on that. But it's not always the case. And it's not always the case that that will ensure your job safety either, being the most tenured employee.
And if you're a little timid and scared and nervous and, oh, big celebrity boss, I don't want to ask him. And hey, what is he going to think? Do get over it.
Nice, Sean. Really nicely screamed.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So I guess in a nicer way, if you're dealing with the fact that you're scared, do some role play with your family and friends. Practice. Talk to maybe your friend who's confident or has some experience. Talk it through. But yeah, you got to get over that fear factor because if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. But another tip is a do for people out there is do ask for a raise based on your skills, contributions, and what you bring to the table. Make it very specific to only you.
Mm-hmm. And do quantify those skills and contributions, right? So quantify meaning dollars and cents and amounts. Money speaks volume. Money speaks, right? Words are nonsense and noise, and money speaks. Management always caters to people that have a direct impact on profits because it's actually their ass on the line.
And don't try to look like Mr. Economist and like you've been studying macroeconomics and you watch CNN and you see what's happening in the world and you're mentioning you want to give, like you're smart, like you know what's happening with inflation because you feel you deserve to get more money because your cost of living has gone up. Well, guess what? It's a moot point because companies' expenses have gone up as well.
You said a moot point, but it's also a moot point. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes. So don't try to be Mr. Smarty Pants and give your boss world economics theories as to why you should get a raise, because that's just nonsense. Okay. Also, just to reiterate, inflation has no relation to your performance. Zero. Okay. Because things have gone up doesn't mean you got to work less or work harder. There's nothing that's drawing those things together. So do make the negotiation strictly about, like Karen was saying, your performance and the value that you add to your company.
All right. I got another do for you. Do ask your manager where you fall in the pay range for your job. If they are willing to tell you, then make an argument why you need to be higher in the pay range. If they are not willing to tell you, then ask a more specific question, like, what's the median pay for this job? You can also look online, and you should also look online on your own and see what the people are being paid for your type of work. You should not just depend upon what your manager tells you. You should be researching your industry and finding out as much information on your own as possible, but you should also ask. So
that's right. And also do get a sense of what's going on with your company and do a little vibe check to see how the company's offering raises, if they are offering raises, how they're going about it, if they're offering something other than raises, like benefits or something like that. See what's going on. Or maybe they're just kind of being scroogey and maybe now's not the time. Sniff it out.
To your point, Karen, you're saying do get a sense of what's happening in your company, get a vibe. Like, if they're doing a lot of layoffs, now might not be the time to be asking for your raise. So, have some awareness of what's going on in the business. That's right.
Be an adult.
Exactly. And understand you're playing chess, not checkers, too. So negotiating is always a skillful act. And if you're not a good negotiator, I think you need to do your homework and kind of learn the art of negotiating. And so, you know, one of the first things I always try to do is not to state the number first, you know, because you may be playing yourself down. The worst is I've been in situations where you offer a number like, okay, no problem. And you're just like, shoot.
So like whoever states a number first loses? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, they're like, you know, I'll charge you $100. Like, no problem. You're like, damn, I could offer 150. I could offer 200. Like, you don't know. So kind of let them state the number because you may be pleasantly surprised and they offer you more than what you expected, you know.
Also assume that they're lowballing you. So like people will generally say a number expecting that if they jump high, you may even try to jump higher. If they go low, you're going to try to jump higher than, but they were already factoring in that pad. So
exactly. You know, even like when I try to purchase real estate and my first offer is always a number that's borderline insulting. not insult, but just there, just a little above insulting, just to see what their bottom is. Just been like, Sean, really? Just borderline insulting.
So charming. And you know, if your employer doesn't want to give you the amount that you've requested or nothing at all, then do figure out what you actually care about. What's important to you? Are you owed a raise legitimately, or do you just want one? Do you just think now's a good time to ask? Or do you think that there is another way to get a raise-like effect, asking for more time off, better work conditions, maybe more work from home, or different amounts of paid time off, different projects, et cetera, different placements. There's other stuff that you could ask for that might not affect the company's bottom line directly that they would be maybe more amenable to saying yes to.
Well, I would say this one is a don't and a do, right? I'm a doey and a don'ty, right? And this
it's
one.
A doey and a don'ty?
A doey and a don'ty, yes, because sometimes you may be looking out in the market, and I think you should always be. I think the best way to give yourself a raise is to get another job, my personal opinion. And you may get an offer. And I know a lot of people like to present that offer back to their current employer and say, hey, look, I got an offer from McDonald's and I can say goodbye to you, Wendy's. But Wendy's may be like, go ahead. So don't assume because you found another job and you presented your current job with that offer, hoping that your current job will counter you and try to retain you, they may call your bluff and tell you to get the step in. So mm-hmm. if you want to, if that's only for the live ones, if you want to do that, just be prepared that you know, you may have to pack up that cubicle and head over to McDonald's.
Well, I'm going to end it on this one here, folks. If the company you're working for makes you feel like you have to get another account or an offer from outside for them to give you a raise, if they don't see your value, you mm-hmm. know, maybe it's time for you to just leave that job. Or as Sean would say, leave that damn job, put a little extra on it. Maybe it's time to bounce. If they're not paying you your value, you know, you need to find another opportunity somewhere else. But
yeah,
you
know. I agree. People are always scared of the unknown. So I welcome the unknown. You know, I welcome the unknown. I embrace the unknown. If they're not giving what you want, get the step in. Get out. Be out. Peace.
That's deuces. Right.
All right. Well,
that's right. Go where you're wanted and go where you're valued. Honestly, the only one who can really determine your value is you. And that's why there's a labor shortage is because people decided that they didn't want to deal with no. They didn't want to deal with conditions that they didn't want. So honestly, the market, the odds are ever in your favor. If you want that raise, get that raise. And if they say no to that raise, get another job. You're worth it.
I would also say this, depending upon what stage you are in your career, if you're young at the beginning of your career, in your middle, or if you're more of a veteran experience, you know, maybe you can have a different strategy. But you can learn, take it as an opportunity to also learn. For me, early in my career, I asked for a raise and my boss told me I was a production assistant, which is kind of an entry level job. And I wanted to be an AP. And my boss told me, Matt, you're an effing PA. And basically, he didn't even want to see the number I had written on a piece of paper, what I wanted to make.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
And I asked him, I was like, well, basically, I ended up having a really good conversation. And we had a good relationship where he could talk trash. And it wasn't sensitive, but I was kind of taken. I didn't expect that. But I asked him, like, well, what do I need to get, you know, promoted? And then he basically outlined that, you know, who do you know? And you need some, you know, what are you bringing to the table? Do you have any connections? What are you bringing of value to me? Like, you know, you just think because you work hard or people think you're doing well. Like, but basically what I took from that is, okay, I need to have some value, added value. What am I bringing? It made me kind of calibrate before I would ask again. And I was in my 20s, but it was something that I always took with me. Is to kind of learn from that experience of what, you know, I listened to what he said because I did like the job and it was a valuable position and it ended up working out in the long run. But when people say no, you know, maybe use that as an opportunity to ask questions. If you ask for a raise and they turn it down, you know, follow up, find out why, you know, get some feedback on what you can do to get that money.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think what you're saying, and even what we're trying to say throughout this show, like if you're going to ask for a raise, make sure you're able to justify why you personally deserve that raise, why your performance has excelled, and not just because it's trending now because everybody's getting raises so much money. You have to really sell yourself as to why. And if you're looking at what you do day to day and it's not sellable right now, then you need to get there, I think, before you should have that conversation.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to bring this quickie to a close.
What a good quickie.
Aw, I hate when we end quickies.
Well, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And this particular topic, where it's all about changing your salary, this is big, so it definitely applies. So basically, shoot your shot. Make sure you're prepared for whatever answer, but go for what you know. And, you know, on that note, for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, 1/3 of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you've done. It kind of matters. But what really matters is what you do next.
Yep. And I'm Sean, always the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And Two Black Guys with Good Credit is even changing itself because we're going to try to hit you with more of these quickies. Bang in, get out, and hopefully get with some strong lessons from it. So as we always say, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket and go get that damn job. Go get that money. Go get that money. Boss up.
Amen. I'm out. Amen. Black guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.